or your event is exactly what you want it to be. Please call us at any time for a free quote at 845-986-7806. Once again, that is 845-986-7806. Or look us up on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the Daily Stock Market Update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTVQ.
Hi, this is Benoit Turpin with Pleasant Stone Farm. Please join me on Mondays at 12:30 p.m. for my half-hour program called Living Green, Living Healthy, and Supporting Your Local Community. Remember, Mondays at 12:30 p.m. See you then.
Success Martial Arts is the latest self-defense concept to come to Orange County. They combine classical martial arts training within a family fun environment, custom tailored for children, teens, and adults. Success Martial Arts has two convenient locations on Route 32 North in the town of Woodbury and its newest location in the Chester Mall in the village of Chester. Please call today for more information, 845-469-1716, or visit their website at www.smacenters.com.
WTVQ weather.
Clouds will be thickening up this evening, maybe some flurries developing, even a snow shower through the overnight period. Lows will drop down to the lower 30s. Now turning milder tomorrow with plenty of clouds. Highs will reach near 50 degrees, and we will have some rain showers developing by the evening. Now some rain showers for Friday night, and then showers end for Saturday. Maybe a peak of sun in the afternoon. Highs reach 50 again. From the WTVQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mahalik.
WTVQ. And we are back. You are listening to Dav and Fed on WTVQ 93.5 FM. And now, back, WTVQ.com. I'll tell you what, this radio station's like a wounded animal. It's injured, the pack is waiting to eat it, but sometimes it gets to the brush.
This it time, crawls over.
The radio station got over to the brush, licked its wounds, said, all right, I'm ready to be a wildebeest again. I'm going to go to the watering hole. So we are back. So thank you to all of our friends on the instant chat. It's been very active tonight that have let us know, and thank you for participating. And thank you to Frank and Rich for getting that back on, and no thank you to the computer guy who just left here. Really, computer guy? Go to India where you can do more damage.
Please. They were banging on that instrument over there.
If you're a computer guy, computer issues cannot happen 10 minutes after you leave.
Why? That's what happens to me during my day job.
See, I guess I'm spoiled because, like, my wife is, like, a really good computer gal.
See, you are spoiled because that's exactly what happens every time he's there. The network goes down, so you can't get into your programs, the files are gone, every time.
She's, like, very diligent. But, I mean, you know, listen, it was late. He wanted to go home. Yeah, internet, who needs it?
This show is like a honey badger. We just keep coming back for more.
Show's like a honey badger. All right, going to wind up on somebody's plate before we know it.
I'm going to be a pelt on a hat. All right.
I don't know where to go with pelt on a hat.
That's a very odd saying.
Yeah, Adam, she actually left me speechless.
Yeah, I was like, pelt on a hat.
And that hardly ever happens.
Well, yes, because usually I deal with logic.
Yeah. Listen, you know me by now. There's no logic on this side of the table.
That's what we love about you.
Thank you.
Or this side of the board.
Yeah. Well, that's right.
Why Adam fits in.
Yeah. He knows that there's no logic going on any place here.
So we teased earlier in the show that we were going to do predictions.
Neener.
The show went on the air, I predicted that the internet connection was going to go out.
That was incredible.
And I usually predict that every day.
Right? I do, and every day I'm right. Some days when I'm really good, the actual terrestrial radio signal goes out. We've had that happen too. You know, I find as a radio station, we do our best work with sign language. So
I like smoke signals.
So if you guys can all just come to the studio and gather around, we're going to replay the show in the parking lot with sign language. You're going to enjoy. I'm still working out the word for nubile in sign language, but I'm just going to, you know, rub my breasts and hope for the best.
I've already worked out the word for Nubian.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
I was just going to point to Adam. But
you don't know how many times that happens in normal conversation for me.
Okay.
Well, that was before I was married.
So predictions.
Anyway.
So now our station is known for having the world-renowned DJ Psychic Cindy.
That's
who
right.
comes on after us for doing her predictions.
Yes.
But, you know, you and I, we look at each other and go, we can do that.
We can absolutely do
so
that.
So we came up with some of our own predictions.
We did.
Give me a prediction, Pip.
Okay. I believe that alien creatures with pig-like bodies will make first contact and exact revenge on our people for our bacon lust. Only the Jews and vegetarians will be spared.
What about the Muslims?
The Muslims will be spared as well.
You're just adding that because you don't want them to get upset and, like, put a fatwa on you. You had no regard for the Muslims.
No, I completely forgot about them. You are right.
You're going to be fatwa'd.
No, I wanted the pig people to get them. No, I didn't.
We just lost the signal again.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Are you guys getting the signal on the board?
Yeah, I got it.
All right,
get in there and bang on that computer like I always wanted to fix a transmission. Go on. Hit that thing.
We gotta take our station to like a mechanic or something.
Or we need to hire Fonzie.
If we could just get Henry Winkler, he's not working a lot these days, to hit the side of the station, that would be, hey!
Oh!
The station, and you have ratings, hey!
I think he hit Ron Howard on the side, man, and then he turned into a great director.
All right, I'm going to make another prediction.
All right.
I'm not going to predict anything with this stream
anymore. No, don't touch.
I predict. We should have created music for this, but
yes, we should have.
We should have, but, you know, Joe's not in studio, and Joe's usually our music director.
That's right.
So, but I could have told Adam, it's my bad, my fault. I can't do everything, clearly. Donald Trump.
Yes.
Will run for president.
Uh-oh.
Of the Hair Club for Men. I got a thumbs up from Rich. He's expecting Fonzie in here. He knew the proper greeting for him.
Speaking of running for president, I'm afraid that Obama will be a one-term president, and the country will be led to a galloping ruin led by a man named after a fig cookie. That's what I predict.
Really?
Yes.
I predicted he's going to win.
You do?
I think Obama's going to win again.
I hope you're right. Now, this isn't my hopes and dreams. This is what I predict.
No, I think he's going to win because the Republicans are so inept.
They are. But
and they are running a cookie. We got an Oreo in the White House. He's not going to be supplanted by a newt.
I hope they can just find Mr. Peak Frame and get it over with.
What is that?
Peak Frames are a very serious cookie.
Okay. All right.
You don't know that ad?
No.
Oh, wow.
I know. Crispy, chewy. Duncan Hines are crispy, chewy. Taste just like your mom's does. The only one. Hey, it's so much fun. Hey, the only one that tastes like mom's does. Now crash into a tree and tang.
I really do like the little leg kicks you did during
that
song.
Well, you know, it's more equipped for the podcast, but I give my full effort when we were just audio.
That was very nice. Well, you know, that was practically a can-can.
Practically. I got the bloomers on.
I saw the panties. Oh, that was for the wife.
That's okay.
All right. Go on. Oh, is it my turn?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I believe that electric changing stations are going to become as common on highways as Sparrows at rest stops.
I like Sparrows.
Yeah, I do like Sparrows.
I don't know about electric changing stations, but I like Sparrows.
The charging.
Little
I
overpriced.
Said changing.
Little
I mean,
overpriced.
I meant charging. Charging stations for the electric cars.
Oh, I know what you meant.
Yeah, all right.
I know, but I don't know how I feel about that, but I know I like pizza.
Yeah.
I'm willing to commit to pizza. I'm not willing to commute to an energy policy for this country.
Okay, well then you're not running. You're not running for president.
Duh. Ah! I got to keep this show running. How
right.
could I possibly?
How could you possibly leave your station
How
here?
Could I possibly leave Frank Truett, Rich Ball, sometimes Adam, Pip Helix,
yes.
Joe Curry, and the whole WTBQ family?
Just leave us hanging there. No, especially not if we are going to be going electrical.
Yeah.
The
only electric in our future is if Frank puts us in the chair. That's the only electric.
Well, depending on electricity as tonight's show.
I joke about the show.
Yes.
But what is that?
What is that?
Why is our music playing? Good Lord.
It started, went back away.
You know what? Let's bring back Fonzie again. Remember when we were talking when Fonzie jumped the shark?
Yes.
If this show was Fonzie, it fell in the water and the shark has eaten it. It is just unbelievable.
It's sushi.
Well, I know it stinks.
It's like raw fish, man.
Despite what is going on tonight, which is an utter train wreck here on WTVQ 93.5.
Yeah,
you
want to
call
fault.
In 845-651-1110? No, for a change, it's not our fault.
No.
See, I do my job top of the hour. I do the little call letter. What is going on over there? Rich, really? I got two bored guys. How many bored guys does it take to run a show into the ground? Two.
I think now they're just kind of like goofing with our minds.
What?
The other thing's going to pop up.
This just in. World News Tonight. WTBQ, the station has gone belly up. Psychic Cindy predicted it in July, and it has come
finally come
through.
To pass. Now, do you have any more bumper music for another show that you can play right now? Right,
you got the Into the Weekend music cropped up? How about really Chalk funny. Talk? How about our two-hour weather show? Can we run our two-hour weather show in the middle of this? Can we do the spanning the region on dew points? Can we do that right now? Is that the hint you guys are trying to give me? Yeah! A collective yeah, and you stink to everybody here.
Now you think anything that we're doing is being recorded after that
I don't care. I am so disgusted with this. We have new listeners. We have old listeners coming in. We're running bumper music.
We have elderly listeners.
Hey,
we
those
have...
mistakes just got you some more listeners.
Those mistakes got more? Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's like saying abortion is a crowd pleaser. I don't think so. Adam doesn't even know what to do with that.
Are we streaming again?
Yeah,
is that okay.
My computer's
fine. We have a request for the B guys music. No B guy music.
Hi, this is James Thomas with the B's.
That was wow. that impression was certainly not the bee's knees.
No, that was scary.
Oh, good Lord. Anyway, all right. Now, despite what's going on with this train wreck now, yeah. And this is clearly a train wreck, but I am used to this type of debauchery.
Oh, yeah.
I predict big and lucrative things for this show and or the members of the show, because I believe that much.
I can get on board
going with
that prediction. Absolutely. I like that very much.
Although, I don't know if I'm taking any of the board guys with me.
Big and lucrative things like bail.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Well, they're gonna catch on to Richard at some point.
Just don't flash his.
I bet those pantyhose will come in handy that he wore.
Those manty.
The last thing you'll hear is Rich go, "Hey, I don't want to run in those stockings, Mister."
Don't you snag my manty hose.
I love that.
I
Rich.
Love manty hose.
That's great.
So, all right. So, what do we think is going on next? Who has the next prediction?
You got the next. Go.
Oh, okay. All right. I think that. After the Mayan calendar runs out, people are going to be filing bankruptcy in droves for overspending during the end of the world sprees. And survivor gear is going to be dirt cheap.
See, now I have a prophecy too.
Okay.
But here's my thing. I don't think the world's going to end on December 21st.
No, I don't either.
I think it's going to end on December 22nd.
Oh, why?
Fulfilling a little known prophecy by the Incas.
Those damn Incas.
You know, we were all looking at the Mayans. Meanwhile, the Incas were coming around the back like only an Inca will do.
Don't forget about the Aztecs either.
Or the Pueblos. The Pueblos have added in for a modern society. I have a feeling like we're helping Adam write his next paper.
I think so.
It might be. This is good for history.
Yeah, like this show, history.
I think the Druids had a couple of words to say about this, too.
Yeah, what did the Druids have to say?
Oh, I actually don't know. I'm sure that they had something to say about it.
Dance around the winter solstice. Yeah. Dance around in burkas, whatever, you fools.
Listen, it was hard to get that Stonehenge thing all together. They're not going to just let it fall apart in 2012.
They fall like dominoes. Yeah, I'm full of hate right now. I was very happy coming in here. I'm very snarky and spiteful. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have another prediction?
Sure.
Okay.
Jets coach Rex Ryan will predict there will be a super-sized order at McDonald's in his near future. Stupid Rex Ryan.
At least he has to have something to do.
Yeah.
He has to have a plan to work on.
Not happy with him either.
Oh, I know.
Go on.
I decided that my next prediction is that China and South Korea are going to get together and cut a little dotted lines along their borders, and they're just going to set North Korea adrift in the Sea of Japan.
Now, would they be cutting them with lefty scissors or regular scissors?
I think they're going to be using bonsai.
Well, because I figured North Korea's kind of left, so I thought they should use the lefty scissors.
The lefty scissors?
That's what
I don't know. I want them to have a nice even cut, so that when they push that sucker adrift, it breaks off.
You think that's
really
what's
going to
happen?
Absolutely, because this is going to be a boon for Japan, because they're going to seize the opportunity, they're going to load all their irradiated stuff from the nuclear reactor on top of North Korea, and just like a bad garbage barge, and just sink the entire.
Now, is that going to be a union job?
I don't think so. I think everybody's just going to join in. It's going to be this one their ultimate act of altruism. The whole country's going to come in with shovels and just shovel all the irradiated crap right under North Korea.
Somebody should shovel this crap. I've been corrected on the instant feedback. Druids don't like burkas. Really? How do you know? How many druids do you know, mister?
They like robes.
Yeah, they like everybody
put
likes
in robes.
Good, whatever.
Yeah.
What do they like? What do they dress like? Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars?
Wow. There's
nerd alert.
I was going to say.
Nerd alert.
Oof. You were really, Adam? You chimed in. I was going to say.
I was going to say, woof.
You know what? You with that type of commentary, you belong on this side.
I had a pip.
I had a pip. Would you like some cheese spread with that pip?
Hey. You didn't have this pip.
Now you mentioned Newt Gingrich before. You predicted he'd be president.
I did.
I think he's going to be out of the running by the end of February.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I hope you're right.
He's done. What do you got?
All right. I know that Zombie Chic hits all Walmart stores, and zombies will officially be considered passe.
Really?
Yes.
Aren't they passe now?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh. I think they were eclipsed
That's not really a prediction. That's a retro.
Yeah. That was my retroactive prediction.
That's what you would have predicted in 2010 if you had a radio show at the time.
That's right.
Glad we could turn back time for that one.
I didn't get it in at the time.
There's only one person who could do tape predictions on this station, and it is not you.
That's right.
Yeah,
so all right. What's your next prediction then?
Lindsay Lohan will announce she's engaged.
Whoa.
I think that's the next step.
Well, you know what? That's a pretty good one. That's really good. I was thinking something about Lohan's too, but I was thinking more like the father's going to die or something.
Well, my next Lindsay Lohan prediction is she'll appear on Celebrity Rehab. It's kind of like a two-parter.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. Speaking of useless celebrities, I believe that Kim Kardashian's butt is going to explode in a terrible tuna boat fishing accident.
Why did you say tuna boat? Was that shot that she's been with like so many athletes or something?
You can take that as you want.
Are you calling her butt a tuna boat?
No, I just believe that she will be on the tuna boat and her butt will explode in a terrible.
How many casualties would be injured or killed in a?
Everybody on the boat, the whole fearless crew.
Do you think like
an athlete will be lost?
Would an athlete have like a game a career ending injury while he was with her at the like all of a sudden there's like a torn groin muscle that he can't come back with?
I'm sure there have been many torn groin muscles with that girl.
You know, she's got a very pretty face.
She does have a
pretty
face.
She's got a kicking butt. Now that butt's a little much for me.
Oh, that's really, you know, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Shake it, Pip. You other butts cannot lie. You know what? When I was pledging a fraternity.
Yes.
Are you pledging a fraternity?
Our school doesn't even have a fraternity.
Losers. Anyway, if you need friends, you should pay for them. When I was pledging a fraternity, one of the things is we had to dress up like women, like girls, and we had to do Baby's Got Back.
That's hilarious.
Hey, I see you're still following that.
It's a great song. Don't you mess with the mix, mister. don't you mess with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Listen, don't you talk about his junk in the trunk. It's just perfect, especially in that little dress he's got on tonight.
Thank you, Pip.
You're welcome.
I believe this is kind of a grim one.
Okay.
But I believe there's going to be an attempt on President Obama's life.
Oh, wow. I hope not.
I hope not, too. But I see.
You have that feeling? Yeah. Well, enough people have spoken about it. You know, enough.
These people have to stop being like Pip Helix, stop procrastinating.
Get on the stick, kids.
You people really need to be doers. That's why the economy's in the tank, people.
You know,
we need the job creators.
Oh, no.
a hit job.
No, I can't even joke about that.
No, I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen, but I see the way the country's going and this hate.
Yeah.
And here's what's the problem with this country. They feel all this hate. And they feel depressed, and they don't even have a show here. And I don't understand. I don't understand.
It's like, listen, you want to see a reason to feel hate and vitriol.
You try doing a show for six people and four cows and having your internet connection go out. You try, people. It's not that easy. Thank God the people instant message with me just to keep me sane.
I know, and those cows are real bitches, and they're snark about us. I hate that.
And the cow. Did you just dump out a...
No.
Good.
You did, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
He's got that itchy dump finger.
All
finger.
It's good you distracted me better that way.
It's sort of like James Bond.
Here is my John writes in, number one reason why no one will kill Obama, Joe Biden. Well played.
Well.
But wouldn't it be great to have a press conference with Joe Biden and Rex Ryan? Wouldn't that be like the best press conference
ever?
Wouldn't
anybody get a word in?
Like TMZ would be your news source. Because they are the ones that like deal with that verbose type of reporting.
Absolutely.
Well played, John.
That
well
was very played. Nice.
My final prediction.
Okay.
We will get as many predictions correct as WTVQ's own psychic Cindy.
Oh, wow. Okay. Ouch.
Adam, I don't need your estimates now. Let it play out.
I think that marijuana will become legal.
Hold on. There's something funky with your mic.
Which mic?
Does it sound bad in your ears? It sounds fine in mine.
It sounds fine.
Right. It sounds fine to me. Who's Mike?
Who's Mike? Some guy that you met last New Year's Eve.
No, Oh, no. No, I mean, which one of us has the funky sounding mic?
Something funky with Pip's mic. Which
something funky. Okay.
I'm
touching it. I'm caressing it.
Be
I'm
nice to the mic.
I'm massaging it. I'm getting it right in place.
Introduce yourself to the mic.
Hello, Mike.
Ask the mic what it's doing on New Year's Eve.
Would you like to sit in a hallway with me, Mike?
Like a hot dog down a hallway. Anyway.
Wow. Now only my husband gets away with saying that to
like
me.
A microphone down a station.
Station down.
I wonder what reaches more people, the station or Pip Helix?
Depends on how
far
I'm sitting.
Hey, you wonder which gets more complaints?
Pip Helix.
James is going. James, I just turned to James is going. Not James. I'm sorry. Rich is going. Rich is turning. Like, oh my God, complaints. Danger Will Robinson. Danger Will.
He went there.
The last show of the year. I don't care.
I know you've lost your mind.
I don't care. I'm trying my best.
So wait. Marijuana is going to become legal.
Okay.
And that means that all jam bands are going to experience a huge resurgence in popularity. And Trey Anastasio of Phish is named king.
Trey Anastasio of Phish.
Will be named king.
Really?
Once marijuana becomes legal.
So
yes, he will.
The whole country is going to be Occupy Marijuana.
Yes, it will.
Really?
I think so.
Listen, you SOBs, don't you take a shot at Obama. Look what's in the offing.
Look what could happen to us.
You think we got a hippie nation now? Yuck, even I don't want that.
Please, nobody would be able to get it together enough to occupy
anything. You know what probably happened, though, if Phish was president?
What?
5 hours of the B show.
That's
five
right.
5 hours of the B-show.
5 hours.
So I kind of like that. I like 5 hours of the
B-show. Dude, honey's nice. Dude.
Buzz, buzz, dude.
I'm speaking of buzz. I'm so buzzed.
I know what the flower of the month would be every month.
Dude, there should be like, you know, there should be like flowers. Oh, wait, what was I talking about? Do you have any more nachos?
That actually would be like an awesome State of the Union address.
That will be his.
Dude, Republican dude, you just gotta chill, man. Medical marijuana, man.
Hold on a second.
Ooh, cheese doodles.
I don't even have
4 score. Where can we score some more, man?
Hold on, dude. I'm too busy trying to find that guy that's got the balloon in the corner of the parking lot so I can take in the oxide. I saw that. I caught
it
once.
Dude, you got to listen to this riff. You hear what he's doing. Dude, shh.
Listen.
Shh. No. Not the bass. No, not the lead guitar.
No.
The second guitar. Listen to that. It's genius, man.
Listen to that rhythm guitar. Look, the way he strums it up and then down. Dude, listen.
I, as president, rule that patchouli oil will be in every home on every table. You will be allowed to take showers and baths in the McDonald's bathroom. Era, vote for me. Your marijuana president.
There'll be hemp in every pot. Pot in every pot.
Thank God.
I don't even smoke it, man. I just think that would be hilarious.
Slight reverb and sounds a little distorted. There's a background reverb.
Oh, you know, that's just me.
Maybe don't treat it like what you usually do with objects and move it away from your mouth.
Step back from the mic?
Yeah, maybe put it, like, sideways.
Maybe not be quite so close to it, like, over here. I don't know. You know, I'm just...
You know,
I'm just really attracted to the windscreen.
Is no longer Fonzie jumping the shark.
What is it now?
It is Old Yeller.
No, you know what it is?
It is Old Yeller. We just need to be taken out to the back, the whole lot of us, and just shot. There probably will be even less tears and eyes than there was in Old Yeller. But that's what... We gave it a good run. Then we got a little feisty, a little drool from the mouth and everything. A little ornery, if you will. And finally... Us and the station could not be contained and should just be shot. That's what should happen. But the last thing you will hear is the dulcet-toned voice of John Tesh making you a little smarter and more lovable. And then bang!
What caliber does John Tesh use?
Can you tell Pip Helix that I just don't care anymore?
Yes, I can tell.
I mean... Every you know the hours of prep I do.
I know. And he's just
my kid needs help. I'm like, walk it off. My wife wants attention. I'm like, call Joe for batteries. I'm writing a radio show here. And this is the love I get. I get reverb. I get faulty streams.
Hey, you know, prostate problems happen to even young men. You should have that checked.
Once again, you took it there.
I did. The faulty stream. I keep hearing that.
I get ABC News. Dun, 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 dun.
But that one wasn't my fault.
I'm not blaming you, Adam. I no longer assign blame.
No, we're not pointing
Adam,
blame.
Well, you know, listen, when the Titanic slipped into the ocean, do you think it was just one iceberg? I have a feeling there was a lot of leaks and a lot of faults just besides the one. So, yes, I'm comparing you to an iceberg, but I'm not saying you're the reason the ship has sunk.
No, no, oh, nice. It's not even scrapage from an iceberg. It's just like the constant gnawing of the barnacles. Constant chew.
Somebody should have built this thing properly. Clearly, us like the Titanic has taken more than we can handle.
Please. I'm just strapping together a couple old winter tires and hoping it floats. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, but you always do that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, girls gotta have hobbies.
I got a headache. I've worked so hard for so little.
We don't want to hear about your personal sex life here.
Adam, Rich, if Rich wants to run in, he can. Do the other shows have these type of issues, or is this just us?
Oh, we have lots of
issues. Well, personally, you're the only show that actually keeps me awake.
Thank you, Adam. Well, wow. That's because we keep on poking him with a stick.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Get up, Adam. Get up.
That pitchfork. Hey, did you feel that?
Well, if that isn't, you seem
to like it.
If
though.
That isn't a ringing endorsement of our programming, you're the only show that keeps us awake. You know, we should put that on our business cards. We're the only show that'll keep you awake.
Yeah, we are like a warm caffeinated beverage.
We're like a bad case of crabs when you're really tired. You want to go to sleep, but you just gotta
keep scratching.
It's an itching. I mean, it's a little inflamed. That's.
Yes, Davin's Den, chafing you.
Chafing you into the new year.
Yes.
On a very itchy Davin's Den.
On a special edition.
Oh, my God. Well, Adam, I will take that as a compliment. And thank you, sir.
Well, I do
thank
enjoy
you,
your show.
So. Thank you. And we enjoy having you. We don't really get a lot of compliments here.
Yeah, so when we have them, we embellish them. And we actually compliment each other all the time.
Yes.
But it's like from outside sources.
Yeah, after the show, like, you are awesome. That improv was great.
Girl, you are awesome.
After the show.
And they're not talking
about we walk out of here, we are like the New Jersey Nets at a home game in the fourth quarter. Nobody's looking and there's nobody left. Just some old popcorn on the floor. And
why is every stadium floor sticky? Even when you first get there.
Live sports is exciting.
Yeah, I guess so. It must have been a hell of a game before we got here. No, every stadium I've ever been in, every show, the place is sticky. It's like going into – it's like the floor of an ex movie theater. It's nasty.
Of an ex movie theater?
You know
what? What, did the movie theater
break
up? I was going to say, why not a current movie theater?
Like a triple X movie theater.
I don't want you sitting in my seats anymore. I'm leaving. I saw you cheating on me with 3D. Don't you come back to me now with your 2D, you hussy. I am an ex movie theater as far as you are concerned.
Don't come back with the 2D. They usually refer to those as double D.
But do they?
Double? No.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Take it off your breasts.
Yeah, I know.
How many times has a guy said that to her?
Wow. I know. Get your mind off the breasts. No. Sorry, you did do it too then.
God, the show is all... Again, you know, Adam, we do show prep. You're only here once every 6 months. You don't know. But we do show prep. Hours and hours of show prep. And we don't get to it. we reach... Wow, there's a lot of cool stuff to get to. But it's much more fun to complain.
Hey, the improv is good.
Thank you, Adam.
Adam
should be our new agent.
I know. Can you write copy for us? Or can you do a promo package for us?
Adam, can you double our can you get us double the salary? What's 2 times 0?
I'm taking marketing class. So.
Really? I hope you do better with that than you did in the rest of your classes.
Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome, Adam. Thanks, Dad. Thank you, Father, kid.
Thanks, Dad.
Remember, Married with Children.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I love that show.
That's a great show.
What was with him sitting there with his hand in his pants?
You're not a guy. You wouldn't understand.
No, I don't understand. But he wasn't like far. His hand, I don't get it because his hair wasn't far enough down to do anything. It was just kind of loose there.
Here's my take on it.
Tell me.
Sometimes when you eat too much, although that was never Al's case because Peg wasn't cooking.
You're right.
The elastic in the pants gets a little tight.
Okay.
So you need that hand there as a buffer. Between your belly and the pants. So
is that what that's about?
That's my excuse.
Okay.
You don't want to hear my reasoning.
What's your reason? Keep it clean. Or don't. I don't care. You're working the dump. I don't care.
Yeah, can you? Yeah, you got your finger over the dump.
I thought he was having fun with himself.
You think
so? Yeah, but there was never any motion down there.
It was just kind of...
He was wiggling his fingers.
No, he wasn't.
No, there was nothing. There was no movement. There was just hand, just kind of the thumb hooked over the pants, and nothing was moving. So I was like, that's not even far enough down to do anything productive, really.
Maybe he just points north.
Rich.
Maybe he was.
Rich is about to leave, but I wanted to ask his take on that.
Rich has no interest.
Yeah, maybe he's I'm sure he has interest, but I think he's afraid to jump in on this one.
You know, Rich will listen to us on the way home. Rich does listen to us on the way home, so hopefully we'll say something entertaining. I've done it in the first hour plus.
There's always hope. All right. There's an elastic issue. There's a playfulness factor.
Issue.
A pleasure issue. All right. Well.
Yeah, but Adam, is that why you do it, or is that just what you assumed he did it for?
That's why I assume he did it for.
Okay. Well, but it does make sense to me because Peg was always begging him for sex.
Yeah, but wouldn't that make him appear more unattractive? Isn't that a good way to defend?
You mean to try to keep her away? Because
yes.
It's like, I'm sorry, maybe I'm a really weird woman, but that wouldn't do it.
I have confirmation on the instant chat, correct?
Okay.
It's to take the pressure off of the waistband.
Thank you.
So I was right. You know, I kudos to our listeners,
Floral
tonight, because they're really chiming in nicely.
They're really helping
me. They are solving issues.
You know,
issues that plague our society today.
I have questions. I need these
and clearly,
answered.
Adam, I don't have answers.
Well, so, you know, sometimes I go up to the – well, a lot of times I go up to the husband and go, look.
Why? Does he do that?
No, he doesn't. But the thing is that sometimes I'll go and say, why do guys do this? And he's not exactly the representative sample of all men, so sometimes he doesn't have a good answer for it.
What, he's not the same that every other guy you slept with is? What do you mean he's not the – how is he supposed to be representative of all men?
No, nobody is the representative of all men.
Yeah, so why would you even say something like that?
No, I mean in the stupid way that, you know, like people go, oh, you know, women, they all like shoes. That's not – that's a sweeping generalization. That's just not true.
No. Women don't like shoes. They like to be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen cooking. That's what women like. I says.
Are we still doing predictions?
You know what? I think so for 2012.
Yes, I think so.
Although kitchen, not likely.
No.
Barefoot possible.
Maybe barefoot.
I'll be in the kitchen like, yes, honey. Yeah, I know hormones, but I can't say anything about it. Whatever. Stir more.
Yes.
Don't hit me. Let me go to the radio station so I can solve that problem.
If you know what's good for you, don't say anything.
God bless my wife. She puts up with so much nonsense.
And that was not mimicking her.
No, we've already had awful mimics. That was the worst James the Bee guy ever.
Sorry.
I think that was just Adam's like white guy voice. He's like, well, James is a white guy.
That was more like Blind Melon's Bee Girl than it was the Bee Guy.
Blind Melon's Bee. I could see you as the Bee Girl. You kind of look like the Bee Girl. You know what we're talking about, Blind Melon?
Yeah, the song.
Doesn't she kind of look like the Bee Girl?
Yeah, she does.
I could be Greta Bee Girl. Absolutely. All I need is antennas right now and a stripy shirt, and I'm done.
Yeah.
Because because the wings I have on right now and the little tutu, I think that would go. Maybe that's what prompted you to think I look like a bee girl.
That, and you got honey.
Ha ha.
Huddle, huddle. Yeah, that was.
There
was,
we go. We're talking about my honey pot again.
Thank you for saving that, Pippi.
We can't get it off.
Listen, Adam, I can't knock it out of the park every time.
Yeah, I know that the listening audience didn't see Adam's really constructive roll of the eyes. We can see this.
It's the same look that he gave me that his professors give him when he hands in a paper.
They do give me that look, so.
You know what Adam's professors write on the paper? They write, really?
They didn't even grade it anymore.
My speech teacher did write that once.
No!
Not kidding.
No! That's
Let me ask you a question. Would you feel comfortable taking a picture of that and emailing it to me so we could put that on the Davin's End Facebook page?
If I still have the paper, then yes.
If you're anything like me in college,
you'll see it again.
Yeah. he's written a lot of stuff on my speech paper.
Well, you leave a lot to be desired, apparently.
Are you a speech major?
Communications.
Yeah, that's a fancy pants name that they came up for nowadays. It used to be speech major.
I mean, I was good in the class. It was the written final that did me in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because it was written and you're a speech major.
Exactly. I took writing class, but that kind of, yeah.
Oh, that did you in. Yeah.
I think what we've learned from Adam is if you want to do well in school, you need to go to a university.
Right.
Where there's fraternities, because fraternity brothers and sorority sisters hold on to their papers, and you can use them for future. Poor Adam's trying to do it all on his own, and that's not working out, is it, my friend?
Is that what – see, I never saw any reason for me to pledge a sorority. Not that anybody
– They felt the same way.
Not that they would have had me, but the whole idea of being hazed by people that are supposed to want to be my friends shortly doesn't sound really exciting. I don't want to go trial by fire through my friendships, you know? It's like – like me, don't hurt me. How about that? Support me, maybe. Don't be making me do foolish things or paddling me. That's called a date.
No,
that's not.
Yes, it is.
That's not called rushing sororities.
No, that's how you find out who your real friends are.
Really?
If you can eat crappy food together and wear skivvies and be abused by older men while you're a young boy shivering, that's how you know they're your friends for life.
I thought you weren't going to tell the story about how we met again.
I love that story.
I love that story, too.
If we get to it, I'll talk about a little bit more about the fraternity stuff. But for my fraternity days, I was in a fraternity. You could tell, typical fraternity guy. Yeah, I used to get from people, you don't seem like a fraternity guy. Thank you. I did not want to be Biff Douchebaggerson.
Oh, no. I think I dated him once. No, I would not have dated Biff.
No, I was, Douchebaggerson. I only have one friend from my fraternity days.
Oh, I thought you were going to stop right there. I only have one friend.
No, I shouldn't say it because I have more on Facebook, but I haven't seen them. So I have more than one friend, but there's only one who I've seen recently.
That you actually hang with.
Yeah. Listen, college was a crazy time. It was the 90s.
Yeah.
Spin doctors were hip.
I know.
Spin doctors were hip. So people were buying CDs.
I know. Now.
CDs. Do you know what a CD is, Adam?
No.
You don't remember that technology anymore?
Absolutely not.
Do you have any CDs, Adam?
Yeah, right.
No,
I really don't have any CDs.
Oh, wow. I feel so immensely old right now.
I have CDs.
Oh, I do too.
But nobody's buying CDs anymore.
Yeah.
That's the thing, because you can get it all off iTunes.
Do you download a whole album, or do you just like download a song or two that you like?
A couple of songs. I mean, I won't be afraid to admit this. I do have Adele's whole album.
Perhaps you should have been a little afraid to admit that.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Really? And you goofed on Sir Mix-a-Lot? How dare you, sir?
I don't remember all the words of Sir Mix-a-Lot, but I loved that stupid
song. I still buy CDs, but I don't buy as much as I used to.
No, I do like them, but see, I don't have yet. Well, I know that this will surprise everybody, but I don't have a lot of updated technology. Yeah, I have yes, and there's a hushed silence.
How's that Bee Gees 8-track working out for you on the ride home?
Yeah, I know. There's another thing you leave on the back seat and melt.
I remember the first time Pip Helix met our boss, Frank Truitt, and she said, "Do you have something I can play on a phonograph on the car home?"
You know, it skips a lot, but it still keeps me entertained in my jalopy.
I really like your show, Rock Elections, but I lose it in the area. If you could just put that on wax so I could get it when I go back to where I live.
I like those wax cylinders that you used to be able to put in the jalopy and scroll and listen to while you rode along.
Pip Helix is so old that she actually had that dog that was on the photograph. That was her dog.
What was his Nipper?
Nipper? I don't know.
Yeah, Nipper, the RCA Victrola dog. Yes, that was my dog. But I remember when I'm sounding like a grandma now, but I mean I do remember. I remember when CDs came out, and I had already gone through investing in my record collection, and then it was cassettes. I'm not old enough to have had 8-tracks, but I mean I remember.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not, and I mean
whatever, B girl.
I'm darned. Sorry,
what was that, like the B girl being killed? Somebody's stepping on the B girl. The B girl's last B song. Bang! Stupid B girl.
But
make you more intelligent for your life.
Oh, thank you. But I remember when the CDs came out, and I used to tell everybody, they're just colorful drink coasters.
Fads, I tell you.
Fads.
They'll never last.
Yeah, well, you know, and my brother was saying that, you know, the digital audio tape was going to be the big thing.
People bought the digital. I remember a fraternity brother bought the digital audio tape for his car.
Yeah.
And he bought like Michael Jackson, like he would go into the Wiz. Remember that store, the Wiz?
The Wiz.
Yeah, nobody beats the Wiz except bankruptcy.
Just like crazy.
Yeah, or Sam Goodyear. He bought the DAT. And even when he bought that, I was like, yeah, it's not going to last.
That's not going to
But again, you know, when you're an audiophile, you go, well, this has a better sound. Yeah, but nobody cares.
Well, you know, a lot of, well, audiophile people, but people don't relate to music the same way that they used to. You know, used to be an experience. You'd sit there and you'd listen to the album and you'd look at all the album art and read the liner notes and, you know, think about, you know, the art, the cover on the
art. Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Did you really ponder the experience?
I did. I didn't even
smoke pot. I wonder what Bret Michaels was thinking when he put on his eyeliner for Look What the Cat Dragged In. Oh, what a CD that was.
Dude, we have very different musical taste. We agree on Aerosmith, but that's where we diverge.
Fine. I wonder what the lead singer from Boston was thinking when he put his hair put in his hair and had an afro. Come on, do you really
he
care?
He thought it was more than a feeling. That's what he thought. I know, I'm sorry.
Awful.
Don't give me bad musical puns. Just lob that in there. I'm going to do them.
My bad.
No, it used to be, I mean, much older albums than that, but they used to put a lot of thought into the cover art. And you'd sit there and...
They still put thought into it.
I know, but it was more intricate, or there was more thought-provoking, and the liner notes.
No, you were just high.
No, I didn't smoke pot. I didn't, really. I'm just like this. I've been trying to explain this to people since high school. This is just what I'm like.
And you wonder why you were the only one sitting at that table in the cafeteria?
No, I had no illusions.
Really? Dungeons & Dragons queen?
No, yeah. It was the giant brace on my head. That's...
Like a dog. She's trying to lick herself. She's got the cone on. Nobody's talking about her. The jocks are like throwing like tinfoil balls at her like it's a basketball hoop. Poor Pip's like, help me, help me. Like the fly is stuck in the web.
Help me.
The cheerleaders are pouring water on her. Stupid loser.
Drowning in my own little
You were a loser.
I was.
And that's... That's
I
why
sat
you're
at the loser table, and I know it.
That's
I own all
still,
that.
You're still sitting at the loser table. Don't you worry, Toots.
Right now.
You have found your home.
And here you are with me.
Oh, yes, I am.
We have no illusions of grandeur here.
No, but that's why people like us.
I know.
We have no pretense of cool.
No, no, I couldn't even try.
And if we did have a pretense of cool, we suck at acting.
No, there's nobody cool on this show.
Adam,
you're becoming, you're having less and less cool points as you sit there. You're losing coolness points.
That,
you're
not that's why I'm not here every single Thursday night.
You need to recharge.
Listen, Adam is a full-fledged member of the den.
Oh, I know.
He might be.
I know.
Yeah.
Keep it up, mister, and we'll kick your ass out. You won't be the first one I fired for no pay. Actually, I wouldn't fire Adam because I don't have power to fire Adam.
I know.
I like Adam, though. There's no reason to fire Adam.
What am I still on probation here, too?
No, you know you're a full-fledged member.
Yes, I know.
You know, we were introducing you slowly, and then when I heard the show that you and Joe did together, I was like, you know what? We got to bring her in all the time. Me and Joe, you know that. Joe and I both like working with you. It's good. Especially since me and Joe are never on our show anymore. It really works out better to her.
It's like, how come the
show is not, it's no longer Davin's End, it's Pip's Place, okay?
How come the third mic bitch is here every week and those guys are alternating? Whoa, that's the way I like it, though.
Come on, fellas. I've had enough of this Rosenblatt. Let's get Santa Curry in.
Santa Curry.
Curry Claus. Ho, ho, ho. Pip's like, there I am.
Curry Claus. Ho. Yes, that is my theme song.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming. Oh, to town.
That's better than the song we had 2 weeks
this
ago.
This show, you know what? You know, here's when I'm doing comedy,
yeah.
The best shows I have are when I don't give a crap. Like other comics,
give
like
up.
To get, like you asked Joe, who's worked with me, and my other buddy Ray, and my friend Dennis. When all hell breaks loose and it's mayhem, and I'm just like when the mic doesn't work and that happens during my show,
yep.
And I'm just like, screw it, and I just go off on these tangents, and I those are their favorite shows.
Yeah,
they just like to see me lose my S.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel that's what this station is doing. They steal my essence. My love of this.
It sounds like a succubus. It steals your
Don't
essence.
Don't dump out a
night.
Succubus.
That's not dirty.
None of us know what that means or concubine. But I'm just like, you know what? Screw it. I got an agenda, but we're not going to get to it tonight.
No, we're not. Here we are. Ripping the agenda.
Thought that was your underwear.
That only happens with... No, I'm sorry.
You were listening to Davin's Den on the mighty WTBQ 93.5 FM. Possibly the internet feed. I really don't know.
Well, like I said, it's still working. So.
It's all right. Trust Adam. Like he said, it's still working.
We've got a good stream.
Adam's like the mechanic who says, yeah, it'll be fine. And then the car blows up as soon as you get it out of there.
Down the street. That actually happened to me.
We are the jalopy of WTBQ.
That actually happened to me once.
What?
Like, really, I had an old Volkswagen, and we used to bring it to get serviced at this... Hello?
I'm not going to do dipstick jokes.
No. We used to bring it to get serviced at this old Austrian guy's house because he was a mechanic, and he worked out of his own garage.
I'll tell you what, I'm not going to any Austrian guy's house. That never works out for people of my persuasion.
No, it wouldn't, probably.
Would you like to see my clean set? No, I'm good.
No. You want to see my ratchet? No.
Hide under the comforter. No, I don't want to hide. They always find us when we hide with you people.
Do you have a nice cozy attic?
Why am I working in this factory again?
What train?
Train kept rolling all night long. See, my people would have enjoyed that song.
If
that
no, ultimately they do not. No, so we used to bring the car to get serviced.
Really, you're bringing it back around? Good
I
for you,
am bringing it back around. We used to get the car serviced by this older guy in his garage. I backed it out of the garage. I drove down the street, and kaboom, the clutch blew right down the street from his house. The clutch that I had just had replaced. I was like, so the only gear I could get into is reverse. So I just backed it right back up to his house, did the drive, and I'm like, hello, Heinrich? We have a problem.
Heinrich, we have a problem. But you'll need my papers? I did what the boss told me. I was just following orders. I cannot help the clutch.
Just following orders.
You know what's great about this show?
Yeah.
You can take us out of the compound. But you can't take the compound out of the show. This is the type of talk that Anthony would love.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He loves good Nazi stuff. Listen,
he likes Nazi
camps. We'll see if we get back to the CD thing. We got a bunch of stuff we want to get to. We're not going to get to it all. But we do have to take a break.
We do.
Because we've been a little remiss with our breaks. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to Davinson, WTBQ.
Are you craving real authentic Italian food? Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria in Warwick, New York brings a taste of Italy to the Lower Hudson Valley. Luca's father and son team has over 50 years of culinary experience, and you can taste it in every bite. Everything is prepared fresh in-house, whether it be fresh ravioli, veal pizza, or fresh off-the-boat seafood like scallops and shrimp. Of course, they offer classic Italian favorites like chicken parmesan, but for something really different, try the veal patty. And if you want a great slice, then Luca is your place. Whether it be a regular slice or one of their daily special slices like penne vodka chicken, you'll taste the freshness of sauce and dough made right on the premises. Luca has an intimate dining room and specializes in catering for any event, whether it be a holiday party or birthday or any other occasion that requires great Italian food at a great price. So please feel free to call 845-986-2002 or visit them at 153 Route 94 South in the ShopRite Shopping Plaza in Warwick, New York. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria can't wait to share their passion for authentic Italian food with you.
Hi, this is Davin Rosenblatt, host of Davin's Den and owner of the entertainment company Side Splitting Productions. Side Splitting Productions offers the best in live entertainment for your restaurant, social club, office party, or any special event. Whether it is live comedians, professional roasters, DJs, impersonators, magicians, kids performers, or dinner theater events, Side Splitting Productions can provide the entertainment that will make your event the talk of the town. We specialize in making sure your event is exactly what you want it to be. Please call us at any time for a free quote at 845-986-7806. Once again, that is 845-986-7806. Or look us up on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
Hi, this is Tony Abbottini, your host of Game On, the first sports talk radio show bringing you the inside scoop on improving your game. From the big leagues to little leagues, from college recruiting to strength and speed training, tune in on Fridays at 1 o'clock for Game On.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the Daily Stock Market Update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTVQ.
Success Martial Arts is the latest self-defense concept to come to Orange County. They combine classical martial arts training within a family fun environment, custom tailored for children, teens, and adults.
Success Martial Arts has two convenient locations on Route 32 North in the town of Woodbury and its newest location in the Chester Mall in the village of Chester. Please call today for more information, 845-469-1716, or visit their website at www.smacenters.com.
WTBQ
Clouds will be thickening up this evening, maybe some flurries developing, even a snow shower through the overnight period. Lows will drop down to the lower 30s. Now turning milder tomorrow with plenty of clouds, highs will reach near 50 degrees, and we will have some rain showers developing by the evening. Now some rain showers for Friday night, and then showers end for Saturday, maybe a peak of sun in the afternoon, highs reach 50 again. From the WTVQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mihalik.
And you are back to the remnants of Davin's Den on the mighty WTBQ on 93.5 FM and intermittently on the internet stream. Oh, we got about 20 minutes to go. Before we left, we were talking about CDs disappearing. And it got me to think about other forms of technology that are no longer here. And it's great that we have Adam with us today, because Adam is a completely different generation.
Yeah.
Like I had a beeper. Adam didn't even – you don't even know what a beeper is, do you?
I know what it is.
It's what drug dealers use, right, Adam?
Basically.
that's the only people that really use it.
Did you ever have a beeper, Pip?
No, I skipped that.
A beeper seems like such a stupid piece of technology.
Isn't it dumb? It's like all it can do is tell you who called you and you can't get at them.
But if you think about it, isn't that better than a cell phone where you feel obligated to pick it up? But yeah, but I think a beeper should have come with like a roll of quarters because you're going to need to find a payphone.
I know. But the thing is that I never feel obligated to pick up the phone. If I'm...
I know.
No, I get back to you as soon as I see it and I have a moment. But sometimes I'm in the car. I'm not going to pick it up while I'm driving on a highway. I mean, I know a lot of people feel good about doing that, but I know that I cannot pat my head and rub my stomach at the same time. I know I can't do it. I'm not going to try to talk on the phone while I'm driving because I don't have the hands-free stuff. Cal, surprise. But I also don't I know that it uses a part of my brain that I should be using for driving because I totally zone out. I'm not paying attention to what's going on the road. I can't do it.
That's why we don't drive when you're driving.
Yeah, I know. That's why. You know, I drive like the typical drummer. And that's
you
not...
drive like the typical drummer? What?
Yeah,
I mean,
drummer...
The one before that had the bus accident or the one after? What does that mean? You're driving with one arm or two?
No.
Which drummer are we talking about there, Def Leppard?
Drummers are notoriously bad drivers.
I always wondered how the drummer from Def Leppard could throw both drumsticks up in the air because he's not catching them both.
He's just, well, either that or he snatched a pebble from her hand.
Here's a complete visual for the three of us in the show. In my act, back in the day when I was funny.
I used to draw a drum song.
I was like, here's my freshman drum. They go, then I go to one arm. Hey, Def Leppard drum song. Did I ever do it? Were we friends when I did that?
No, I never saw that act. No, because there was the period where we spent a lot of time together. Then we, like, didn't really keep in contact too much, and then we were back to being friends again, and I missed the development of your act in between those two periods.
You know what? The audiences feel the same way. They watch it from the moment I get on, they see the end, like, I feel
what
like
happened?
We've missed the development.
What happened in the middle there? There was something.
Somebody wrote in, you know, something else that's disappeared, payphones.
Oh, yeah.
I still see payphones once in a while.
Occasionally.
But yeah, they're not as prevalent as I,
no.
I wouldn't want to make a call from a payphone. They're kind of scuzzy.
Oh, yeah, the ones that are remaining, the few that work.
I never was able to master the payphone technology.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I would put the coins in and I wouldn't be able to make a call. Sometimes I put the coins in and they would fall out to the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were picky about which coins they would accept.
Yeah. I don't. Maybe it's because I was Jewish. Maybe they were anti-Semitic payphones.
which vendor was that?
Verizon.
God. You will not make phone calls.
You'll get one call, but not on our lines.
Go use other phone.
No, I mean, payphones disappear. I don't. I, you know what, though? We should still have payphones.
Yeah.
Because alcoholics need to call a cab. And you know they lost their cell phone.
Well, you know what really blows my mind? And I don't understand
the
this.
The fact that you're still on the air?
The fact that people are actually listening to this.
As well as
no.
should.
But what really confuses me is you see people, even homeless people, have cell phones. How are
they? Have better phones than you.
I know they do. Homeless people with smartphones.
But,
it
makes sense.
Crap.
But it makes sense for homeless people to have cell phones because they're very mobile people.
Well, they are. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to have landlines.
No. It's hard to get a wire into a refrigerator box.
Oh, that's terrible.
Can you hear me now? All right, let me take my cart and go across the street. I mean, they are the original mobile homes, to be completely honest with you. So, yeah, I don't know. I would figure they'd have to get the prepaid.
Yeah, I guess so, because they're not really going to get their bill in the mail.
Can you just
are they?
Imagine that? The Verizon guy finally shows up to their garbage. Listen, man, we've been trying to get you. I've been standing behind you. You don't turn around. We're going to need you to pay this. I got me and 1,000 other credit collectors right behind me. Look behind you, dude.
I know. I just thought that was really odd. But I guess, good point. They are the first mobile people.
Yes.
Oh, this is a lovely caravan.
Well, actually, first, I think it was the people in Africa. Who migrated all over the world. Because, you know, like Mesopotamia, that's where society...
You can't see this, but I've got my mouth hanging open. I'm looking at him, waiting for...
Yeah, the microphone's very excited about that, by the way.
Ooh, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Michael to you. Anyway.
As long as it's not
Michael Vic. Phone.
As long as it's not Vic.
Yeah. Oh, well, he'll beat you with it. Anyway.
My cats would be in danger.
Well, one type of kitty. Anywho. Oh. You never know which way we're going to go.
You never know. Well, wait, where are you going with the Mesopotamians? What does that have to do with cell phones?
I thought the first nomads, migratory people, you know, they came from Mesopotamia and they migrated all over the world.
Okay.
But they didn't have the type of technology.
I think not.
It'd be cool if they did.
Yes. And here, in the cradle of civilization, the Tigris and Euphrates River, the first cell phone tower was built.
Wouldn't that be awesome if that was like before the wheel and
that,
fire?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, but they'd probably be AT&T and nobody would get reception.
You'd just
anywhere.
See a bunch of nomads texting across the continent.
There would be no hieroglyphics.
That would be the development of the thumb, which separates us from the apes.
Oh, you know, this does have to do with evolution, doesn't it?
I know some of you are televangelists, you don't want to hear about this, but trust me, God wanted us to text. Ask him.
Listen, I am a technological dinosaur, but even I appreciate my opposable thumbs. I really dig them. I can open cat food cans. My cats appreciate my opposable thumbs. They wish they had them.
You know who also appreciates your opposable thumbs?
Who?
When you were a kid and you played that game 7-Up. I mean, because without them, you're losing.
I don't know the game 7-Up.
You don't remember the game 7-Up?
No.
You remember the game 7-Up, Adam?
Yes, I do.
All right, 7-Up, when you were in, like, school... What you would do is it'd be like five kids, they'd go up by the chalkboard, and you would close your eyes, and you'd put your head down, and you put your stupid thumb up like you were Fonzie.
Okay.
And if they, what was it, if they put your thumb down, you would have guessed who it was that did it?
Yeah.
What a great way for teachers to go to the teacher's lounge and smoke and drink while us morons did this.
My teachers did that a lot.
It's just evidenced by your GPA.
You're just having fun with the GPA.
Well, oh, yeah, yeah. Listen, Adam, you know how the show goes.
He's like a dog with a
phone. If you're part of the show, you're in the barrel.
I know.
That's just the way the
it's
den is.
It's 2 hours in the barrel.
Yeah, that's how we should market it, too.
Davin's den, 2 hours in the barrel. Yeah.
And Adam's favorite show. He can stay awake for it.
Because he's caffeinated.
Yeah.
Here, have another little slip of Coke. Come on.
Yeah. So
some more Red Bull for Adam.
Do you, VCRs.
Oh, I know.
I still have VCR.
You know, I feel bad for people who invested in the Betamax in the beginning. You know, because it used to be Betamax versus VHS.
Well, it was the same thing with the high-definition DVD and the Blu-ray. It was the same type of thing.
Yeah, they were battling it.
But, I mean, VH is perfectly good technology.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I will say this. When I had the VCR, I was not recording shows. My mother recorded shows. We still like Dynasty from 1985. I think we know who shot JR. Still on VHS someplace.
You know what? That would be great for smuggling with those big shoulder pads.
But she recorded shows. I did not record shows. But now that I have the DVR,
yeah.
I'm recording shows like they're going out of style.
Well, they are.
Yes, my show V got canceled.
Oh, that's terrible.
Do you ever watch V, Adam?
It's about the aliens, right?
Yeah, it's about the aliens.
No.
Not the Mexicans.
No. not the illegal
aliens. No, not George Lopez's latest canceled show.
Different
he got
aliens.
Canceled, too.
As well, he should. He stinks.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he stinks. We'll get to him next week.
Yeah, but oh, you know, I hate that when your favorite show, you're just like,
this is why I don't invest in television shows.
No,
I never do. I was hooked with V. We watched it. And now it's gone. And there were so many unanswered questions.
Oh, is that... It's like, look, listen... If you were going to cancel this thing, you had people hanging on there. At least do one last damn show.
You know what you call those people? Losers.
No, no, no. It's not fair. It's like starting a story and then saying, and then it's the ultimate cliffhanger.
That would have been a perfect way for us to end the show if it was just dead air.
Just
like right in the middle of that set.
Just, and then
I bet the ratings would have shot up too.
Wait a second, do it like this. And it ends like.
People just think the internet feed went out. They don't.
I know. They wouldn't know that. It would be just like The Sopranos ending.
Yeah, which stunk.
Oh, that moaned me crazy.
You know, I still have a VHS. Actually, I still own. There was a company called Go Video. I don't know if you ever knew that. Where you could record from VHS to VHS, which was good when I was sending out VHS cassette tapes to get work. That's what comics do.
Yeah.
We send out tapes to agencies to get work. So I still have that. It still uses, or as I now call it, two VHS. VCRs in one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So my daughter can watch, like, Cinderella, and I can put on WrestleMania 3. It's just a matter of going back and forth. And now what we also have is we have the VHS, which they don't even make anymore, that you could burn out to DVD, like the recorder.
Oh, yeah. They just figure, just cheapskate, just go out and get the DVD. We're not even going to help
you. I have
that.
I bought one a year ago. It's awesome.
Oh, no, it's really good because you want to update your technology to the next level and then get the thing that goes from the DVD to whatever the next thing is going
to
be.
Yeah, I have not gotten onto the whole Blu-ray thing.
No, me neither.
How about you, Adam? You a Blu-ray guy?
No, because I don't have a PS3 for one thing.
You can buy a Blu-ray by itself, Adam.
I could, but my Xbox 360, I already get Netflix and all this stuff on it, so I don't
need
Blu-ray.
So you can't be bothered. Yeah, that's okay. But, you know, I mean, the thing that they're saying about a lot of these technologies that are gone, I mean, I was bemoaning the fact that you don't have that experience of sitting there with the album and, you know, listening to the music. And at least that's what me and I did have some stoner friends. I wasn't one of them. But, you know, that's what
Stop living in the Nile. we all know, Pip. We all know.
No, this is natural. How scary is that?
This is an all natural train wreck.
This is just caffeine and sugar. I have
never done a drug in my life.
Never?
Never.
Wow.
I've never even smoked a cigarette.
Whoa. All right, we have to go out and. Yes. I think that was needed.
Devin Rosenblatt, straight edge.
We're definitely going out behind the building and we're going to experiment now because I can't believe.
I don't want to experiment with you behind the building.
I don't mean it that way.
Leave your cheese dip out of this.
I don't mean that way. Oh, man. Ew. I'm sorry, dude.
The show hosts have repulsed each other.
Not for the first time.
What a repulsive show we just put together.
No, dude.
Hey, listen, as we learned from last show, if anybody's out by the dumpster, it's Curry Claws. As he's waiting to enter the gig with his stupid elf.
His double D elf.
Well, it's not a stupid elf, then it's an awesome elf.
That's awesome.
I love, you know, it's a midget just that has double D, so it kind of weebles like a wobble.
But they do fall down.
I'm not virginal. That's what they're saying. I'm not virginal. You know what?
No.
I've never, you know, listen, first of all, I don't like this way smoke smells.
Okay.
When I dated a girl who smoked, I made her brush her teeth before I would kiss her.
Yeah, well, and everything.
That's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to have to brush her teeth for something. Huddle up, huddle up. But I just did, and then I lived with a smoker.
You did.
And in the middle of the night, you hear, and that did not seem like an appealing way to spend my night. Now, with the marijuana, I never smoked the marijuana or did any other harder drugs. I mean, I drank, of course. Of course.
Of course I know.
Of course I drank.
But I would sit in the circle, and they'd all be smoking that. Much like our future president. Looking at the stars and everything, I'm like, these guys are idiots. And I would pass the blunt around, but I would not smoke.
Oh, no, I saw people be completely stupid.
I think I just don't want to lose control.
Yeah, there's a big element to that because, I'll fess up right here on the air. It's like, there were a handful of times in my life that I smoked pot, but I really didn't like the experience so much that I wanted to continue with it because, first of all, that stuff hurts the back of your throat. That is raw. That is like your esophagus is on fire.
Yeah, well, you know how you feel about that.
Maybe you should have worded that a different way.
No, she worded it perfectly. I thought it was perfect, sir.
My esophagus is on fire.
Fail.
Yes. I gave it a shot.
Did you ever smoke or try herb, Adam?
Can't say I have.
You can't say you have because you're in the air and your grandmother might be listening? Or you can't say you have because you honestly haven't?
Honestly haven't.
Oh, good for you. Do you plan on doing it? You're in college. There's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'm the only wicked.
If you are going to do it, much like experimenting with lesbian or gay sex, if you're going to do it in college.
Do it in college.
That is the time.
I'm not planning on going that route.
Sure you're not.
You're going to experiment with lesbians. Don't even deny it.
Oh, well, I was talking about Gavin with the, you know, the gay.
Yeah, no, I know.
Did he just call me Gavin?
Gavin, yes.
Stupid.
I did call you Gavin, my bad.
Rossdale. He was thinking about gay man or bi man.
Now I'm at the point.
Went straight to Gavin.
Now I'm at the point where I got the little kid.
Yeah.
And if we ever have that conversation about smoking or drugs, I want to be able to look her in the eye and honestly tell her I didn't.
Right, no.
I don't want to lie. So there's no point. Although, you know, so listen, sometimes after a hard, lifting, heavy radio show like this, you just want to chill out, you know.
Sorry about the hernia there.
You just want to hang out with the computer guy because you know he's not on the straight and narrow. And just figure out what the levels are.
What levels, man? Well, listen, you know, I'm one of my favorite musicians in the whole world, Steve Winwood. And he smoked a lot of grass when he was young. But even recently he was in, he came out in an article and said, look, I smoked too much grass when I was young and it took me a long time to get it out of my system. And I think musically I'm a lot better now that I'm done with it. Before I smoked it and after I smoked it, I think I've been a much better musician. So, I mean, here's somebody who can say, yes, listen, I talked about it in Rolling Stone magazine. I can't deny that I smoked dope. But the thing is that, I don't think that was the best thing for me. So here's Mr. Hippie saying, you know, don't do drugs. So, you know, from somebody.
Really?
From somebody who knows.
And you go, you know what, you're just an old dude now. You know what, you don't want it for your glaucoma, Steve Winwood? I mean, nobody's listening to Steve. You think the kids of Adam's generation are listening to old man Winwood?
No, they're not listening. But old folks like me are still listening.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, please. He was just playing with Eric Clapton, filling stadiums. Did you not hear about that? Yeah.
No, I didn't hear. I was waiting for the Sir Mix-a-Lot tour. waiting.
I have to edumacate you about some music, boy.
Well, I mean, I just never did. I, you know.
And I know it's not your thing. That's what I said. That's where we diverge. After Aerosmith, it's like we're done. We have to walk away from each other's stereos.
Well, Aerosmith is universal.
Yeah, I know. Well, we've been to shows together.
We will go to more shows together.
I can't. Hopefully.
With all that radio money that we're making, we should be able to get some good tickets.
Mm-hmm. Cha-ching. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I
up
think.
There in the back row.
Well,
shut
Steve,
up, stupid.
Steve,
thanks for drawing the conclusion, dummy. Nobody got what I was talking about.
Well, Steve Tyler's going to be all energetic now that he's got the young chippy he's going to marry.
She's not that young.
How old is she?
She's in her 40s or whatever.
Oh, she looked young.
No, she doesn't.
No, I thought so.
No, Steven Tyler can do better.
You think?
Absolutely. You're Steven Tyler.
Yeah, I know.
What? Ooh, what? No! From getting three strippers. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah, but look at him. He's like falling off the stages. He's breaking a hip. He's getting older. It comes to everyone. It's going to happen.
Yeah, but listen, if you're Steven Tyler, you're still getting the high-profile tang.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, you're,
and we're not talking about that energy drink for the astronauts. You know what I mean? Don't look at me like that, Adam. He has no idea what I'm talking about right now.
We got to. We should probably do plugs because we're running out of time and stuff's going on.
I'm sure that you have more things to plug than I do.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the plug Joe's stuff.
No.
No, he already plugged his stuff plenty, buddy.
Joe Curry is dead to me.
No, he's not.
He's dead to me.
We love
Joe. He just comes on our air to plug. McClinton this. I'm going to be performing there. Plug. I'm wearing a t-shirt here. I'm going to be in the compound there. You're dead to me, Joe Curry. Dead to me.
I'm wearing this t-shirt, but I'm wearing no pants.
Doodah. I'm wearing
this t-shirt and got no pants. Oh, the doodah day.
It's just the black eyes. Silence. Okay, there's going to be a riot. In the... I just heard click.
What was that? Okay, so you want to go?
Yes, I want to go.
You go. I want to leave.
No, you do your stuff first. You're fine.
All right. Well, I don't have anything to plug for myself, but I always plug my husband's bands. And so.
And that's why they love you.
That's why. At least somebody's doing it.
Are you usually too tired to perform, but Pip's a goer.
At least they know there's the after show treats.
Bring the cheese dip. Come on, get this out.
Okay. Saturday, December 31st, the Bagdaddias are playing at Hank's Saloon, 46 3rd Avenue at Atlantic. In Brooklyn at 9 p.m. So that's going to be what people should be doing on New Year's. They should
absolutely
be coming out, hanging out with me and the hubby.
Absolutely. Go see what Pip Helix looks like in person. If you got some good herb, maybe you should go out by the doctor if you hang out.
No.
I like when the callers give us the countdown. Yeah, I know. You can go on with your miserable lives. We're almost done. Even the call's like, really? Enough of this nonsense. God, you gotta love our, not callers, writers. All right. Quick plugs. Thank you to Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. If your New Year's resolution is to get into shape and have fun doing it, then check out Success Martial Arts, www.smacenters.com. Why do I say www? Everybody knows. SMACenters.com. Special thank you to Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria. Yes. If your New Year's resolution is to eat better food, then go to Luca Trattoria in Warwick, New York. Great food.
That's right.
If your New Year's resolution to have more fun, call SideSpinningProductions.com. Psychic Cindy is coming up next, so she'll give you the future.
Maybe she'll have some better predictions than we did.
Can't be any worse. Everybody at the Den wishes you a happy and healthy New Year's. We're at the compound next week. We got war hero Joe Padula in studio. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, keep on listening. We're out. Happy New Year, guys.
Your community radio station since 1969.
From ABC News.